And with each one of those contradictions, what happens? There's pain.
Welcome, everybody. Today is the first day of our 9-day novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. And the first sorrow of Our Lady is the prophecy of Anna and Simeon.
And like every day, we're going to be looking at St. Alphonsus's reflections coming from his book, The Glories of Mary.
Is it okay that Pascal is screaming in the background? Okay. The Holy Virgin herself said to St. Matilda that at the announcement of St. Simeon, all her joy was changed into sorrow. For as it was revealed to St. Teresa, the Blessed Mother, although she knew before this that the life of her son would be sacrificed for the salvation of the world, yet she then learned more particularly and distinctly the sufferings and cruel death that awaited her poor son. She knew that he would be contradicted in all things. Well, what this makes me think of is just as a mother and looking upon your child, only to know that this child is going to have a lot of difficulty and resistance in their life. And of course, that's not consoling at all.
Right. And maybe there's some parents in that very position right now, mm-hmm. when they look upon their child, because of maybe the circumstances of life, maybe they perceive with right reason a lot of difficulties coming to their child. If that's you, Our Lady understands this sorrow. She saw her son, Jesus, and St. Alphonsus teaches that she understood the Old Testament prophecies of the coming Messiah better than the prophets who wrote them, because the prophets who wrote them were inspired by the Holy Spirit, but Mary was full of the Holy Spirit. So even before the Annunciation, where the angel comes to her and announces that she's going to be the mother of the Messiah, she understood, for example, Isaiah's suffering servant passage and understood that the suffering servant had to suffer. But when it's announced to her that she's going to conceive and she's going to be the mother of that Messiah, she knew right from the Annunciation, the great sorrow that would be in her child's life. And this becomes more distinct at this prophecy for her, according to St. Alphonsus. This word contradiction, this is what stands out to me. You know, how is Jesus contradicted? Well, you know, throughout the scriptures, we have many, many different things. He said, before Abraham, I am. And the people around him, what did they say? They contradicted him, said, you're not even 50 years old. You know, and Jesus heals a paralytic and forgives this man's sin. So imagine Jesus doing this miracle, healing a man, then says, your sins are forgiven. And then he's contradicted and he's called a blasphemer. I mean, Jesus was perfect. He never sinned. So in other words, he's always in control of his passions. Yet what do they call him? Because he eats with sinners and tax collectors, they call him a drunkard and a glutton. He's contradicted, not true. He casts out demons from a mute, possessed man. And this man can speak. And what do they say? He does this by the power of God, and they contradict him, and they accuse him of doing this by the power of the devil. And Jesus is continuously contradicted. He is the beauty of paradise, but he's disfigured in the passion. He's the Lord of the universe, yet he's bound like a criminal. He is the just judge, yet condemned, guilty. He's the King of Kings, but crowned with thorns. He's the Lord of life, yet he dies. His life is riddled with these contradictions. And Mary, at this prophecy, understands that her son is going to be a sign of contradiction and is going to be contradicted. And with each one of those contradictions, what happens? There's pain. Mary knows these contradictions are false. She knows the truth, yet she suffers this pain when her son is contradicted.
St. Alphonsus says, it was revealed to the same St. Bridget that the afflicted mother, knowing all that her son would have to suffer, suckling him, thought of the gall and vinegar, when she swathed him, of the cords with which he was to be bound. When she bore him in her arms, she thought of him being nailed to the cross, and when he slept, she thought of his death. As often as she put on him his clothes, she reflected that they would one day be torn from him, that he might be crucified, and when she beheld his sacred hands and feet, and thought of the nails that were to pierce them, as Mary said to St. Bridget, as often as I looked upon my son, as often as I wrapped him in his swaddling clothes, as often as I saw his hands and his feet, so often was my soul overwhelmed, as it were with a fresh sorrow, because I considered how he would be crucified. My eyes filled with tears, and my heart was tortured with grief.
So let's relate this now back to us. Here's a question for you. Have you experienced the pain of being contradicted? For example, have you ever said A, but people heard B? You did this, but then people interpreted your reasoning for doing that this way, and you experienced the pain of contradiction. Let's bring this a little bit more home and more real. For example, in the last 3 years, have you maybe communicated to people who are close to you or clear to or your family members the truth about the whole COVID situation, but then you were contradicted and you were accused of being a conspiracy theorist? Or have you formed your conscience in the last 3 years and you determined through prayer and getting information that you didn't need or didn't want the vaccine for whatever reason, but then people found out and you're contradicted and you're called selfish and narcissistic and you lose your job? Do you believe in the sexual union most beautifully shown forth God's glory in the union between man and woman in matrimony and reserved only for that context, and then you're contradicted and you're called a bigot or a hater? Do you believe in the beautiful freedoms of your country and support movements or ideas that support this freedom that are according to the dignity of the human person, but then you're contradicted and you're called unpatriotic? Do you believe and have shared the truth that the fullness of truth and salvation is within the Catholic Church, and you share that with people and you're called rigid? Have you supported and do you care for the elderly and believe of that importance right up until their natural death, but have been contradicted and called uncompassionate? There's many different ways that in our life we can be contradicted, and some of these ways can bring about great pain. And so what we can do is we can go to Our Lady and offer her the pain of contradiction so that she can obtain healing for us to go through these experiences still being faithful to Jesus, as she was always faithful, even though she endured the pain of her son being contradicted.
St. Alphonsus says, if then Jesus, our King and his most holy mother, did not refuse for love of us to suffer during their whole life such cruel pains, there is no reason that we should complain if we suffer a little.
So in conclusion, friends, we'll pray the Chaplet of Our Lady of Sorrows at the end of this video. If this is your first time and you'd like to get all our videos over this next 9 days as we go through this novena, there'll be a link in the description also at the end of this video where you can sign up and start getting the videos by email. Our Lady of Sorrows,
pray for us.